Well, good morning, audio boots. Adrian at Turbash Run here. It's the 18th of December. No, it's not, it's the 19th. Yeah, 19th of December, Thursday. So I'm just taking a walk up the Glent Hills. So I want to talk about charities. A lot of discussion about charity and what people do and what they don't do. Excuse the puffing and panting, I'm walking up quite a steep hill. Certainly in the UK, we have charity overload. There's all sorts of different charities wanting a slice of your money. I do support certain charities, not on a regular basis, but as and when I feel I want to give him some money. What I don't like is the when you're going in the supermarket or you're walking down the street in the city centre and you effectively get ambushed and the tin comes out and they're rattled and there's that look on their face, well, just a couple of pounds, you know. And they to me it's a kind of, I'll say it's a kind of ambush. I refuse to give to those people on principle, on the fact that when the tin's waved in front of me, how do I know that they are genuinely collecting for that charity? I know 99% of them are, and they're honest and trustworthy. But there's just that element of doubt that you think, well, why was that tin isn't the one that goes to the charity? And then if it does go to the charity, how much of that stuff goes in, actually goes to the charity? You know, it's I don't know. As I say, in England certainly, there's this charity overload, as I said, and it's all the while, it's not certain times of the year. I mean, at Christmas now, we've got multiple adverts on the TV for various charities, Save the Tiger and homeless charities. You listen to the radio and there's more charities, and I wonder how much of the money you give to these charities goes on advertising. To me, I don't know, it's just, it doesn't rest easy with me, put it that way. It just doesn't. So I'm afraid I don't really put money in the tins anymore. You know, I mean, the other thing we get, certainly by around where I live, are these charity bags that come through the letterbox every other day, collecting clothes and books and shoes and whatnot. I mean, I'm just absolutely besieged with these blooming bags. I don't know what to do with them. And then when you actually look on the bag itself to find out what the charity is and what it's about, you realise it's not even the charity. It's a holding place that goes to like a central depot, and then the charity only gets a few pence in a pound from your donations. So where does the rest go? I researched one and it was something like 10p in a pound, so where's the 90p gone? To pay for more bloody bags to go through people's doors that use them as bin liners. So I'm afraid there's a definite case, and certainly in England, of charity overload. And the genuine charities that do need money get lost in the melee of these national and international charities, which is a shame. Because there's a lot of good things going on out there, and that they're potentially missing out. So that's more take on charities. Just before Christmas. Once again, thanks for listening. And we'll catch you in the next boat.